This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I love that song so much.
Who is it?
It is 49 Winchester, and we cannot play the first lyric, but we can play the later lyrics. Listen to this.
Did they say a bad word?
You're going to love it, Scott.
They say the worst bad word.
The worst bad word.
It's so good.
Now, all right, push pause. Because I had just pulled this story out of the stack.
Yeah.
Can we go back to this Fulton County, Georgia judge who read out the defendant's verdict in a Georgia courtroom on Friday, telling him that he was guilty when, in fact, the verdict was not guilty.
And what were the charges?
Murder.
It was murder.
Of a police officer.
That's right, of a Fulton County deputy.
The jury has been dated and signed. Is that correct? All right. Publishing the verdict, we, the jury, find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel and pass it over to...
Wait, what?
Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all six counts.
Keep playing it.
I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Okay.
Then he laughs. I apologize for my mispronunciation. The guy's on trial for his life.
I'm sorry that you thought your life was over forever. And because I can't read.
That was some nervous laughter.
In a trial involving the death of a police officer, there is not room for laughter anywhere.
Didn't I say not?
Didn't I say not?
No.
Did you hear, you guys, if you go back, when he reads guilty on all charges, then he basically says, bailiff, come take him away. Then you hear some woman in the background on the jury go, wait,
whoa,
what?
Whoa,
she goes,
whoa,
what?
Whoa.
Play the whole thing again, Sam.
The jury find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel and pass it over to...
Wait, what?
Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. I apologize for my mispronunciation.
That's not a mispronunciation. You left out a word.
Possibly the most important word.
Which is not.
Yeah.
Alton Oliver was on trial over the 2022 killing of a Fulton County deputy, faced six counts, including three counts of murder. The video from inside that we just played for you shows the moment the judge accidentally told Oliver he was guilty. The look on that defendant's face.
Psych.
Psych.
I mean... Oliver and his legal team sat in silence, but people in the courtroom started audibly questioning the judge's reading, prompting him to double-check the paper. After learning he had been acquitted, Oliver hugged his defense team. Earlier in the week, he testified that he acted in self-defense when he shot the deputy. After the deputy repeatedly drove by Oliver and made unwanted sexual advances.
I don't understand that. Yeah, I just read that sentence. It's the last sentence in the story. I don't understand what that
is.
Were they off duty and catcalling this person? I don't know, Sam.
I don't know. The other thing is, you know, you've got family members of the deputy who's no longer with us in there for a moment thinking we've gotten justice in this case, and then it's reversed on them as well. I know mistakes happen, but my goodness.
You, on a case like that, you got to get it right.
Wow.
Plane ticket prices are soaring as airlines slash flights to balance out a downturn in demand. Airfares jumped 4% in July in the first monthly increase since January, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Carriers are slashing flights at aggressive rates, with domestic capacity among U.S. airlines plunging 6% in August from the month before.
Okay. We're going to talk about this. We sat down last night to book flights and I really do believe this will be a once in a lifetime trip to go see my mom and dad, where the kids are getting older. You know this, Scott, and they're starting to scatter. And I think as your adult children get older, it becomes much harder to corral everyone to all go together as a family down to Biloxi. We've never done it. They've been down there 3 years, I think, haven't they?
It's been three. I thought it was two, but regardless.
Anyway, so the boys have been down to see dad and play golf, and I've been down several times, sometimes with them, sometimes without them. We have never all gone down together. And so,
are you taking girlfriends and boyfriends too, or just the kids?
We are taking all four adult children plus Jack's girlfriend. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to do it. We said we'll call this Christmas. I don't know how naive I was about flying. We happen to be going Thanksgiving week, but I thought, you know, we'll back it up. We'll leave like on a Friday and come back like on a, you know, my mom's going to want to go to the casino on Thanksgiving anyway. So we don't have to be gone, you know, exactly on the highest travel dates. We logged on last night to book those flights. For any of you who have family out of state and you are routinely going on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, I joked with Sam during a break, it would be cheaper just to buy a house there than to fly.
What would you say the average was per person?
$800.
What?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, driving all the
flight?
Scott, and some, now.
It's a smaller airport though, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no. We even cheated. And
you're going to New Orleans.
We're flying the kids into New Orleans, and you know I hate that town. But we are flying them into New Orleans, and then we're going to go get them because they're not going all 8 days like we are. They can, because college.
Now you're flying into Biloxi.
We are flying directly into Biloxi, but by the time it was all said and done, you know, and anyone listening that has family out of state, you're going, yeah, where have you been? Well, we've only had mom and dad out of state for a couple years.
Telling you, driving's where it's at.
15 hours driving.
Oh, man. Dan.
15
hours.
No
so you
way.
Burn.
Yeah.
You burn 2.5 days getting down there, and I don't want to do that.
That's just one day of driving.
It's, yeah, we bit the bullet. We did it, and I'm.
It was going to be $850 for me to fly to Traverse, Michigan, and then have somebody come pick me up to go hang out in the UP for a week.
But why is that $850, Sam?
It cost me $415 in gas to drive there, drive around the UP for a week, and drive back.
But why is it $850 to go to the UP?
Smaller airports. Yeah, okay. Regional airports. Okay. Traverse City is a small airport.
New Orleans is not a smaller airport.
Yeah, one's surprising.
We're just going during a heavier travel time.
You're going during a holiday week, right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of, but we tried to stagger it and mix it up so maybe they wouldn't notice. Maybe they wouldn't notice these are the dates we're going.
I mean, November 15th, maybe, but...
Right.
You know, if you're flying during Thanksgiving week.
Now, did you shop tickets or did you just log on and
No,
buy?
We shop tickets.
Are you making everybody pay their own way?
No, Scott. They're children, no.
What?
They're not children.
I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to pay for all of the kids except you, Jack, because you've got a job. No.
I've got no room to talk. My mom literally paid for my entire family to go to Turks and Caicos and Jamaica.
Once it was all said and done, I did text them and I said, Merry Christmas. for the next 3 years. this is your present.
Right.
But I'm so excited.
Well, good. You should be. And Big Juicy goes to casinos on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I guarantee you that's where we'll go.
To eat?
She loves that Buffalo game. She's a rewards member, Scott. She loves that Scarlet Pearl.
You don't have a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving?
I bet you my dad will make a turkey because we're all going to be down there. Mm-hmm.
But Big Juicy's going to be gambling.
No, she'll... What we'll do is we'll wrap up Thanksgiving.
I'm confused.
No, we'll wrap up Thanksgiving. Everyone will be like, oh, look at the time. And then you do that stretch where you go and you lay down to watch football for a while.
Yes.
And then I think she'll give it like an hour and she'll be like, well, is anybody want to go to the casino?
Oh, my God. Really?
Scott, 3 of my 4 are now 21. So they've not been down there and experienced that. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it.
I hope you guys have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
913-586.
Because I'm not going to work.
7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So Dana, somebody in the text line said it might have been cheaper for you to charter a private jet. Sam's done the research.
Why did I not think about that? We joked about that, but you can rent those now.
So what are we talking, 7 people?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7. Mm-hmm.
So they would fit on the smallest private jet that this particular company has to offer.
Do not tell me this. How much?
And it is a full-blown private jet food service.
Oh.
The whole nine.
You get champagne?
It is by flight hour. It is roughly 1 hour and 55 minutes from MCI to Biloxi.
Okay.
So you wouldn't even have to go to New Orleans. Could go straight to Biloxi. Anywhere from $1,800 to $4,500 per hour.
Total?
Per flight hour. So two flight hours, $2,000 per flight hour. We're looking at $4,000 total.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. That's interesting.
We could have gotten a PJ.
and we actually, we have somebody in this building who does fly private jets.
Flies them, like, for fun?
No, flies them for, like...
Work.
Yes.
Oh.
Ryan Westward.
Okay, good chat.
Down at The Rock.
Good chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he flies private jets.
Good chat. Okay. I hate you all. I wish I didn't know that.
Hate us?
I would like a room temperature water. Voss, please.
No.
Mm. Glass bottle.
Do I have to put my pinky up as I sip this tea?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Perhaps some lemon.
Airplane crackers?
I'm texting the kids now. I'm going to say, your Uncle Scott has just ruined this for you. However,
I didn't do it. Uncle Sam did. I wasn't the one who looked up the numbers.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So next time, why don't you call Ryan Westward and say, hey, Ry, could you take me down to Biloxi? Me and my kin.
Good talk.
The Tooth Fairy is paying less these days. According to Delta Dental Tooth Fairy Index, the Tooth Fairy is cutting payments by 14% to an average of roughly $5 per tooth. $5? What did you give out when
I was a child, the Tooth Fairy brought me a quarter. And then for my children, you know, I think the Tooth Fairy adjusts for inflation. They would usually, the Tooth Fairy would leave them a Sacagawea. So like a dollar coin.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we would give. That's what the Tooth Fairy gave our kids was a dollar a piece. But now apparently it's at $5 per tooth. That is down from roughly $5.84 per tooth.
I've heard of some kids getting $20-$25 pop. I'd be ripping my teeth out if that were the case.
Did you ever tie fishing line or dental floss around your tooth?
Oh, my father wanted, and I think with my brother we did this, I was always terrified of the moment I lost the tooth. It's just, it's gross and it's scary as a little girl.
Just the thought of it,
and it's wiggling and it's making that weird noise.
Yeah.
My dad would tie my brother's tooth with the dental floss and then tie the dental floss to a doorknob.
And then slam the door.
And that sucker would go flying.
I never did that. Not with my kids. I never allowed, just the very thought of a tooth being loose in my mouth was enough to make me want to gag.
It literally makes me want to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I did the doorknob, the ceiling fan, and one time I waited so long that it fell off in my sleep, and I swear to God, I swallowed it.
You swallowed it?
Yeah. And by the way, the ceiling fan doesn't really work like it does in the TV.
You ceiling fanned your own tooth.
Well, I had somebody get up and tie it up on the ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah. Sam, why?
And then what, just turn it on?
Yeah, you know, the logic in the cartoons makes a lot of sense because the ceiling fan immediately starts going very quickly.
Oh, yeah,
In real life, it doesn't work that way. It takes a while to get up to speed.
It's just painful.
So then you're just walking around under a ceiling fan.
I got to tell you, I have had some whopper dreams, very vivid, usually sort of disturbing lately, every single night. And it's just like a movie. It just goes on and on and on and on. I don't know why. I don't know if it's medication. I don't know what's doing it. But one of the dreams I have had is I'm chewing and like my teeth are either falling out or they're breaking off. What is that about?
You're incredibly stressed and you're grinding your teeth.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yes. Do you wake up with jaw pain?
I think yes. And someone very, very close to me just went last week to try the injections at the jawline to see if they'll stop clenching at night with the injections.
All right, here we go.
And Sam, it wasn't that expensive, and I know you're a clincher.
I've actually...
Have you done it?
Knock on wood, gotten it under wraps.
Oh, good for you.
Get your mental health under control, and you actually sleep well. It's crazy.
Like your gluten allergy?
Well, I said for the most part, gotten it under wraps.
Find a little spam balls.
Dreams of breaking teeth
okay.
can symbolize a variety of anxieties, insecurities, communication issues in your waking life. They often reflect a fear of losing control or difficulties in expressing yourself. These dreams can also be a sign of stress, health concerns, or even cultural beliefs about bad luck.
I'm a metaphysicist.
I know. I think it's just stress because I don't have problems communicating. I don't know. The dreams lately have been, but one of our listeners, remember I was really having trouble sleeping, perimenopausal sleeping was, I just couldn't sleep at all. I went from being able to sleep anywhere, anytime, any place on a dime to I can't sleep at all. And so I did get on a prescription, just one little tiny every single night.
How many pills are you on?
And I, at night, it doesn't help me go to sleep, but once I do go to sleep, I stay down there. And so I think part of the dream is I'm getting more of that good, is that the REM sleep?
Yeah.
Where you are so far under and I stay under now.
Ooh, I think it's the opposite.
You think it's the opposite, Sam?
You're remembering the dreams because you're closer to a waking state, but the medication is forcing you to stay asleep. So previously, when you normally would have woken up,
yeah.
it would have broken that dream state because you would have woken up and been more alert to your surroundings. And now your body's trying to pull yourself out of that REM, but the medication is not allowing you to do it.
So there's the stress.
I think we put too much emphasis on the meaning of dreams. I've always thought that it's just simply your body's way of entertaining itself while you're sleeping.
Subconsciously.
Nope.
I think dreams mean something. I do.
Okay. Like what?
Do you know anyone that just doesn't dream? Johnny doesn't dream ever at all.
No, he dreams. He just doesn't remember them.
Because
everybody
he is
dreams.
So peaceful and so calm that he doesn't fight the sleep. He doesn't fight to come out. Like, he just goes to bed and wakes up. And I thought, how is that? I think it's easier for men than it is for women of our age, Scott, to actually sleep.
Okay.
Have you ever, like, do you sleep fine?
Yeah.
You just go to bed.
Well, yes, but then I always wake up at about 3:30 in the morning, and I turn the TV on, and I watch the news for about 30 minutes, and then I fall back to sleep.
See, I go to bed, I close my eyes, I wake up, and it's morning.
That's what you do.
It's awesome.
Every night.
Every night.
You never wake up in the middle of the night. Not
unless
one time.
Unless I happen to drink too much water later in the day and I got to wake up and relieve myself.
Wait till you're 54.
Outside of that, nope. I laid down, closed my eyes. I don't even have to fight sleep. I don't even have to think about it. Just close my eyes and I wake up in the morning.
I don't understand people like you. T is the exact same way. She can fall asleep in less than 1 minute.
Isn't she my age?
Well, she's my age.
But
how
I didn't used to be
she
that
just
way.
Sleep? I don't know that there's a lot of women in America at our age that just sleep.
And
like, she doesn't take melatonin. She doesn't.
No.
She just goes to bed.
Literally will get in bed, and within 1 minute, she's out.
I'm telling you, crazies, it's up here. I didn't used to be that way.
In awe of anyone who can do that.
It takes me no less than 20 minutes.
But Sam, I've had anxiety since I came out of the womb. I was built with it. It is in my DNA. But I used to be able to sleep. Not now.
Coming up next, this week's first anti-dum-dum word of the day.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. Very excited. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So we started something new a couple weeks ago. It's called the ADD Word of the Day. And ADD stands for anti-dum-dum, because we're trying to educate ourselves and you, if you allow us. And Sam has really, really taken this one on and made it his own. And Sam is going to read us the ADD word of the day, which we will not know. In fact, none of us knew it before Sam found it about 20 minutes ago. And then Sam will use it in a sentence and give us the definition so we can all be the wiser. Sam, whenever you're ready.
Impignorate.
I'm sorry? Impignorate.
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 I-M-P-I-G-N-O-R-A-T-E. Impignorate.
I would like you to start the segment from this point forward in a password-hushed tone. Mm. The password is impignorate.
Your ADD word of the day.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Impignorate. No,
that would give us the definition.
How about you guess first, because okay. The sentence example that I have is very
obvious. Does it have anything
obvious.
To do with swine?
No.
Oh. Hmm. It's not the accidental impregnation of a pig.
It is not.
Oh, really?
It is not the accidental impregnation of a pig.
Does it mean to get yourself dirty, filthy?
No.
Muddy.
Is it a verb?
No. yeah.
Would one be impignorated?
Not anymore, hopefully. A long time ago, you could be impignorated.
Okay. Is this tying up someone in the town square and killing them because they did a dirty deed?
No.
Okay, then I'm out.
Similar era, though.
Lay it on me. What is it?
Impignorate. To pledge, pawn, or mortgage something.
to pledge, pawn, or mortgage something?
Yeah. Buy, sell, but you don't have the money for it.
Oh,
so
well,
you
I mean,
promise that you will pay for it. You are impignorating. It is from the Latin word pignus, which means to pledge.
So
to impignorate.
So even a modern day mortgage would be
you're impignorating yourself.
You are impignorating a home.
A home. I don't think you impignorate yourself. I think you impignorate.
That would be
yes.
slavery.
Okay, so let me ask you this: if you, you know, are having some trouble paying the bills, mm-hmm. and you take your grandfather's watch in to see how much cash you can get for it,
you're impignorating
the watch.
That is correct.
I think that is correct.
Okay, I think I can maybe remember this one for once.
Impignorate.
I guarantee you every dollar that I'm worth that on Friday, you will not remember this
word. Now, is that going to be an impignoration or?
No, I pledge to remember this word. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Okay. Now you know.
Getting smarter by the day and dumber by the minute.
Seven victims have informed Park Hill School District officials that a PE teacher made numerous comments about their bodies and their appearances. Isaiah Washington, this is from Channel 5, who is 39 years old, was charged with three counts of fourth-degree misdemeanor assault. A probable cause document alleged that he made comments towards seven girls at a middle school, resulting in them feeling, quote, emotional distress. The court document detailed a number of instances of inappropriate comments such as, quote, that outfit makes your body look really good.
Oh, God.
And, quote, you should just let me slide my digits into your phone.
And he is a teacher of what age students?
Middle school PE. Washington was also listed as the boys' basketball coach at Walden Middle School. He is free on $7,500 bail.
Not that any age of student would be okay.
No, that is
not what I'm saying, but it's especially bad
because we're talking about middle school. And Scott, this was in my stack, and I just rolled my eyes when I saw it because I would think by now we are doing better, but clearly we are not. That there is a coach, and I think, Sam, was it women's basketball? It's been a couple days since I read the article, who is under fire for basically bullying, like bullying behavior, bad bullying behavior.
Like Melissa McCarthy on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, only not funny, like at all. It's a former Wisconsin women's basketball coach. The players have filed a lawsuit alleging, quote, psychological abuse.
What was the team again?
This is from the New York Times. Listen to this. Five former Wisconsin women's basketball players have filed a federal lawsuit against their former coach, Marissa Mosley, as well as a former sports administrator, as well as the Board of Regents, saying they were, quote, psychologically abused by their college basketball coach and the university failed to protect them. It's a 51-page complaint. It was filed on Friday. They accuse her of psychological abuse, mental cruelty, retaliation, and discrimination. Listen to this. She unconstitutionally toyed with the mental health of her players as means of exerting control over every facet of their lives, including retaliation against them based on their protected speech, expressive acts, and discriminating against them based on their disabilities or perceived disabilities.
What disability would they have if they're college basketball players?
This is the big one. This is University of Madison at Wisconsin. She resigned in March after four seasons leading the program. During her tenure, 11 players transferred with eligibility, including the five filing suit. Now, I don't know if that's a high number or not.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Players transferring in today's day and age is nothing new. I mean, players... How many times have you watched, and I'm not defending this coach, I don't know anything about this story. What I'm saying is, how many times have you watched a college basketball game and they say, well, he started out at St. Louis University and then went to Washburn, then to KU, and then to K-State.
Indiana didn't have a roster after last season, and KU doesn't have a starting five.
Okay, but wait, listen to this, because this goes to, and always in these cases, it's who knew. What did they know? When did they know it?
What did they do about it?
The complaint alleges that she interfered with her players' mental health treatments, pried into their personal and romantic lives, and threatened them about scholarships and playing time. And the school knew it. Medical providers treated a, quote, disproportionate number of her players for mental health issues, and several of them required emergency medical treatment at a mental health facility.
Wow.
Several of them were diagnosed with mental illnesses and mood disorders. They're seeking an undetermined punitive and compensatory damages. It's not the first time we've seen this story. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, and where do you draw the line? I mean, what Bobby Knight did
back then, today, would be considered abuse. It's abusive. You can't deny
without
that.
Without question. I mean, but I mean, how many coaches, Bo Pelini at Nebraska, for those of you who are Nebraska football fans, I mean, that guy could lose it. You know, where do you draw the line between a disciplinary coach and an abusive coach?
And I'm going to preface this with saying that he was in no way accused of bullying, but I watched the first two episodes of The Kingdom. The players talk quite a bit about how Andy Reid is in practice. You will get your work in.
Okay, but how do we then, you know, there's got to be this line between being tough,
assertive,
and then where does it cross over into if everyone on your roster is being committed for emergency mental health treatment because they're so afraid of you and you're holding their scholarships over them? Doesn't someone have to step in and say there's got to be a better way?
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. A story here out of California. Officials have not ruled out foul play in the disappearance of a seven-month-old baby after his mother said that he was kidnapped outside of a store in California. Yes. According to a release from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department on August 14th, so 4 days ago, Rebecca Harrow said her infant was kidnapped outside of a retail store in a town about 10 miles east of San Bernardino. She told police that she was standing outside of her car changing her son, Emmanuel, his diaper, when a man assaulted her and knocked her unconscious. When she regained consciousness, her son was gone. Police say there are inconsistencies with her story.
Okay, there are some semi-legitimate news outlets picking it up, so I'm going to bring it up.
What's up?
There was chatter last week,
Wait. Define semi-legitimate news outlets.
Just a couple of sports outlets that, you know, I wouldn't necessarily go to for breaking news, but
okay.
There's things going around the rumor mill, and we've been talking a lot because there was a very high-profile recording artist that happened to appear on one of the biggest sports podcasts in the country, and they dug up some past videos from that specific recording artist and things that she has said that has led them to believe that she may be making an appearance at the biggest football game of the year.
Okay, here we go.
February.
Here we go.
Have I danced around it enough?
You're saying that Taylor Swift's going to be the halftime show.
That's what the Swifties think. And it is now being reported by news outlets that the rumor is out there and that the speculation is, quote, serious.
What is it?
Serious.
Okay.
She has mentioned many times in the last year and a half sourdough bread.
Now, oh, you might think she's obsessed.
That's normal. Every single white chick in her 30s is baking sourdough bread right now. She's also said a couple of different times that she thinks about it 60% of her time. Now, what does that mean?
Next Super Bowl is Super Bowl 60.
And what does sourdough bread have to do with it?
It's from San Francisco, which is where the next Super Bowl is.
Okay.
Also, who is the mascot for the San Francisco 49ers who happens to be on the field every single time the Niners play at home?
Is it sourdough?
Sourdough Sam.
Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm. Or sourdough somebody.
I didn't even put all that stuff together, but I'm telling you.
She drops Easter eggs.
I texted, I don't know, like 2 days ago and said, would it be weird if we started making sourdough? Now I'm obsessed because she's talked about it. I'm like, I want to make sourdough. I love sourdough bread.
You know they sell it at the store, right?
Well, I know, but I think the fun is in the making of it.
But do you really think that Taylor Swift is sitting at home?
No.
Kneading, stretching.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
She's into baking. I'm sorry, I do.
You really think that she's at home making sourdough bread?
Yes.
No.
But also, I think it's interesting that there's a Chiefs connection. And by the
I
way,
I think it's far more likely that this
you
is
said,
some sort
Sam,
of Easter egg.
The new documentary, The Kingdom, yes?
The Kingdom. Absolute run, do not walk. Initially, when we talked about it last week, I thought to myself, why in the world would I waste my time watching a docuseries about the game that made me so angry I was screaming at the TV? It is so much more than that.
It's worth it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean it's so much more than that?
I'm one episode in. It goes through a lot of the history of the Chiefs, players, coaches, the whole nine. And the production work is fantastic. It is gripping.
Like the history of the Chiefs, like back in the Dallas Texans days?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Fun fact, and I don't want to spoil anything, but it's something that you do learn in the documentary.
They lost the Super Bowl last year.
Sure. Yeah, that was going to be my fun
Spoiler
fact.
Spoiler alert.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's the fun fact?
Football as we know it today would not exist without Lamar Hunt.
Really?
It deep dives into the history?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it would not, what we watch today on the screen would not exist without Lamar Hunt.
I'm in. I'll watch it tonight.
Check it out.
Huh.
It is an absolute run, do not walk. You can find the first two episodes on ESPN. The next three are being released in a couple of weeks.
All right. We'll check it out tonight.
I reached out to my mom and I go, have you started The Kingdom yet? Well, so she's not online right now, but we'll see what she says.
And
she's
yes,
obsessed.
Spoiler, we lose.
Yeah.
Badly. All right. News with Dan Weinbaum. He's back in town. Coming up in 2 minutes. Don't forget to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can find that anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Sam does a great job of getting every hour up on the podcast right after it airs. kmbz.com. Dan's got the news in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.